You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report. This week, we'll hear from John Schmid from Muddy River Farms in upstate New York. He's a mainstay at the market, and this week is selling something a little unusual.
Also from upstate New York, we'll hear from Dwayne Newcomb from Tremblay Apiaries. They produce raw honey and a variety of other products from their hives. Finally, we'll hear from Ellie, the owner of Patches of Star Farms in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. She sells a variety of delicious goat meats, cheeses, and yogurts.
Okay, my name is John Schmid, Muddy River Farm. We're in Goshen, New York. This time of the year, the winter, we have squash, we have pumpkins, we have some thyme left, we have the root crops, we have parsnips, we have parsley root, onions, potatoes, crones, which I think originated in Japan, moved to France around in the 1880s, were popular in France for about 40 years, and now they're coming back again. They kind of look like mint when they grow. The leaves look like mint, and it's a little tuber under the ground. A lot of the restaurants use them in salads. They pickle them. We also have garlic. We sell a lot of garlic. Ours is German white. It's basically the only kind we sell. And that's basically our winter crop. Yeah, the reason I grow German white is because a few years ago I tried Rocambole, and I got a lot of disease in the soil from the Rocambole. The Rocambole brought the disease in, and I had to move the garlic to another farm. So now I grow the garlic at another farm. The disease it brought in is called white rot. White rot is persistent in the soil for 10 years. So any allium, which leeks, onions, or anything like that, keeps it in the soil. It gives it something to feed on. So you have to keep any alliums from being on that soil for 10 years. We'll be in early spring. We'll be growing lettuce and things in high tunnels or hoop houses, some people call them. Right now we have garlic in some of them, and we'll be having early garlic. The garlic will start probably. We'll probably have garlic sometime in April or beginning of May. So look forward to seeing all that.
Well, I'm Dwayne Newcomb. I work for Tremblay Apiaries. Alan Tremblay's a beekeeper. We're at Union Square on Fridays. We handle honey, pollen, propolis, royal jelly, all sorts of bee products, candles. We do a Saturday market up in Inwood. We have about six different kinds of honey at the moment. We keep them pure and raw. We do not cook them or filter them or process them in any way. That's the way it ought to be. Makers appreciate that. And they have cosmetics and, you know, just about everything you can squeeze out of a beehive or make out of the products from the beehive. We have some very mild ones that come from the fruit trees and things in the spring, raspberry, apple, things like that. We have linden, which is a tree that blooms in the forest. It's very good, very nice honey for coffee and tea and for sore throats. And as they get stronger in flavor, we've got summer flower, fall flower. We've got one that everybody calls bamboo, which is actually a cousin of buckwheat. It just looks like, the stalk looks like bamboo. Very rich flavored. So we pretty much got it covered from oatmeal to green tea. You know, the boss makes a skin cream with propolis. And the propolis is a natural antibiotic. It's antiviral, fungal, bacterial. He recently started adding royal jelly to one. And it's, well, the royal jelly's kind of a collagen thing, something about elasticity and wrinkles and all that. Doesn't add to the healing properties, but it adds to the cosmetic quality of it. And he has a lip balm, which is strictly a moisturizer. It doesn't have any healing ingredients in it, but they work rather well.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I'm the owner of Patches of Star Dairy. I come from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and most of my marketing is done here at Green Market 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And I also, during the season of May through December, I go to Head House Market in Philadelphia, which is in Society Hill. We market here year-round, and we sell goat cheese, we sell yogurt, we sell meat, we sell ice cream, and sometimes every once in a while we'll have specialty things on for people to see and buy. We work out of a farm that's about 13 and a half acres. We do a more or less a small operation. People ask me if I would grow, and I started growing at one point, and I realized that a lot of the personal touch was missing, and I was starting to get away from what I really liked. So I backed down. And this year we're reconstructing our farm to be a more prevention, more holistic, more stress-free for the animals, for the environment. And our cheeses are basically, I don't go overboard making different kinds of cheeses because I like the quality. I feel quality is more important. And what I try to do is make it favorable to most people. I'll have a rennet-free cheese that's for kosher. Our cheeses happen to be good for people that are lacto-intolerant. So a lot of people that can't tolerate cow products can tolerate goat. And we also use rennet in our cheeses that is animal-free. So it comes from herbs. There is a couple of cheeses that I will specify that do have an animal rennet. But most of our cheeses are either from herb. The biggest surprise I have, being at the middle of winter, is that we have ice cream. We started in September, and it's made from whole milk. We adapted the old formula that they used to use for ice cream for cows and made it more favorable for us. So the flavor comes out to be more of a custard ice cream. And so we use whole eggs. We use honey that we buy here at the market. We use turbine sugar. We use raw, try to use raw products as much as possible and more healthier products. So we use, in our cannolis, for instance, we'll use agave. We use maple crystals from here from the market. We also use a natural vanilla. And we use our goat cheese. So most of our products, I say, are more geared toward a more natural, more digestible. And our yogurts are becoming more and more famous. We use 6 probiotic cultures in our yogurt. It is no fillers, no additives, no sugar. So it is an all-natural yogurt, and it's a little bit of an education class because people like to see that thick Greek yogurt. And I said, well, unfortunately, my goats are only 3% fat. So we can't produce that really nice, thick, creamy yogurt because that is obtained from the protein and the fat of the milk. So during the summer months, our yogurt tends to be more like a thick milkshake consistency. In the winter, then we'll get a little bit thicker, where you get the nice, thick consistency that everybody enjoys. But the flavor is still the same. And I think most of our customers have enjoyed our products thoroughly. We have a nice client base and a nice group of people that come. Anyone that comes to a farmer's market enjoys the market. And we try to work with each other and try to use each other's products, which is something I really enjoy.
I'm glad to see so many farmers out this week despite the cold weather. I think we're really lucky to have the Union Square Market year-round.
I agree completely. The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovore.com.
Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.